From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. August was warm. There's no getting around that. But here in the Pacific Northwest, it usually is. So can we all just calm down a bit? Cliff Mass, atmospheric sciences professor at the University of Washington, says we may have set records for average temperatures, but it's not that simple.
To get the mean, they generally average the minimum and the maximum. Okay? So the problem with that is that the trend of the minimum and the maximum are very different.
Especially, he says, in recent years.
You got to go into this with the knowledge that the minimum and maximum are very different. And the minimum, you know, is going up more than the maximum. That's very, very important. So, I mean, there's things like that you just got to keep in mind.
And Mass says there are other possible reasons for variable temps.
I mean, there's things like El Niño, La Niña. That affects the temperature. There's the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, 20 to 30 year type time scale. That's affecting it, right? So you just got to take a look at it over a longer term.
But Mass says the average temps have gone up a bit.
So I think the honest thing is that, you know, there's this variability going on for those things. But, I mean, there's a slow warming going on, okay? I mean, there is. And, you know, we've warmed up 1 to 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the last 50 to 70 years, okay? So I think that's probably pretty fair to say we've done that.
Tune in tomorrow for more on our weather extremes and why they aren't necessarily tied to our gradual warming. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.